Hey guys, it's Yash back again with another episode. So recently I've been part of an internship and I've been writing blogs and I've been researching new technologies for these blogs for the internship. And I actually did research on a new system that has been used by Mercedes-Benz to optimize their dashboard that they are releasing in their new electric vehicle. So I just want to quickly take some time, talk about this technology and how it is really going to optimize the user experience for someone who is going to be operating the vehicle. So essentially, Mercedes-Benz has revealed their new Hyperscreen display, which employs their latest and greatest MBUX infotainment software. And this software, using artificial intelligence, is used to using the system to adapt its three glass displays to content to display information based on appropriate context and what the user wants. So essentially, the Hyperscreen is a seamless glass-covered three-screen system, and has a total screen span of 56 inches. And it's first set to appear in Mercedes's new EQS model, which is Mercedes's first electric sedan. The implementation of artificial intelligence allows the user to have a zero-layer interface, meaning that the user can reach features without having to scroll through tons of menus or using annoying voice controls. For example, if a driver often calls someone at a particular time of day, this system will predict the user's intent and it will prompt them to call that person without the user even going through the menus of the infotainment system. So, similarly, if the car settings are even changed at certain locations frequently, the car will automatically adjust these settings at those locations without requiring any extra input. So it will make a user's experience with the car so much more seamless and so much easier. In an introduction video for the screen, Mercedes claims that the Hyperscreen is visually impressive, radically easy to operate, and extremely eager to learn. It represents the emotional intelligence of all electric upper-class models. The large curved screen unit stretches almost the entire width from left to right A-pillar. This aesthetic high-tech look is the emotional dimension of the MBUX system. Added to this artificial intelligence with the software capability of learning, the display operating concept adapts completely to its user and makes personalized suggestions for numerous infotainment, comfort, and vehicle functions. So essentially, this new dashboard will make the user experience of while driving a car so much easier. If you've noticed in iPhones and the new iOS softwares, Apple has been trying to implement these prediction technologies where it makes recommendations of when you are using, when at what time of day you, what place you're traveling. So it will make you a recommendation saying that it will take this X amount of time to go to this place at the time that you are planning to go there. So these types of implementations are going to be in this new Mercedes, and it's just going to make the program so much easier because let's say I go to school at 8 o'clock in the morning. I no longer will have to go through the menus every day in the morning to find the fastest route or to find which way I should go to save time because the Mercedes will already know that I go to school at this time. So the dashboard will automatically show the route to my school with the fastest time. So it will make people's lives much easier, more convenient, and it'll save them so much time. This is just one of the many ways AI has been implemented in the new EQS by Mercedes. I hope we can cover more technologies, and this was a short but really interesting episode of Adia Brain. Hope to see you guys next time.